Another struggle, another obstacle, another battle.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Is he? I don't know. Excuse me. But I'm more apt to believe him than I am fucking illegitimate Joe Biden or any of these goddamn mainstream media fucks. Because they've lied to me in the past. They've lied to you in the past. They've lied to everybody in the past. That's what they fucking do. You can't fucking believe a goddamn word they say. Good morning, jesters. Good morning, fellow jestettes. Good morning, all my jesterians. All the jesterians. You're not my jesterians. Who the fuck am I? Good morning, everyone. Fuck yes. Good morning, Mr. Pickle. I love you, man. I miss you. I guess I should stop being so selfish and want to reach out. Just, I want you to be happy. So be happy and live your life, bud. I guess that's all I can ask for. Just be happy and do you. Be happy. And do well. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. So, one more day. One more motherfucking day. And it is a pleasant 53 degrees out in the office this morning. Absolutely. Oh. But it's going to cool down tonight for, I think, another day of cold and then another. I don't know. I haven't looked at the fucking weather. Fuck it. I know it's going to cool down again tonight. Be in the low 30s. So, cause it's winter. What do you expect? It's February, biatches. 2 more months, baby. And then the snow, this cold will be gone for another few months. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. That's what I'm saying. So, so do you think they're going to talk about Hillary Clinton today on NPR's Up First? I don't know, man. Hillary Clinton, man. Now she's coming out blaming Fox News and Donald Trump for this story. It's their fault that she had to cheat. It's their fault that caused her to cheat. What the fuck? See, narcissists never take responsibility. Like, I didn't do that. That wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, come on. Come on, man. Take responsibility and learn. If you don't realize you're doing wrong, if you're never told you're doing wrong, why would you change? Because you think you're fine. You think you're doing well. Let these motherfuckers know that they're doing wrong. Say, no, bitch. You were fucking in the wrong. You did something very much illegal and very much treasonous. So go fuck yourself. We're going to put you in jail. Because that's what you fucking deserve. How many fucking people has this bitch killed? Or had ordered to kill? Come on. Come the fuck on. And then Obama, of course, knew about this. He did nothing. He didn't. Because he's part of the DNC, man. The DNC is a domestic terror group. Because all they do is plot against Americans. So they can have power. They're not in it for the country. They're not in it for the people. They're in it for them. They're in it for personal reasons because they want the fucking power. They want the ability to tell you what to do. I mean, look what the fuck just happened for the past 2 fucking years. Well, this is, it is what it is, man. So let's get back into our conversation. My nose is running with Dr. Carl Hart. I know it might be disgusting. I keep slurping my nose. And I apologize. But we're getting back to reading Drug Use for Grown-Ups. Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. And we're talking about cannabis. He's talking with a judge from Texas. This regulatory duplicity hasn't been lost on Congress. At least judging from the general tenor of the congressional hearings on cannabis I participated in a few years ago. Typically, such hearings can be summed up as exchanges of misinformation, dominated by anti-drug jingoism spouted out by both Democrats and Republicans. This time-honored choreographed productions are usually impervious to data. He hit it right on the head. Time-honored choreographed productions. It's a fucking show, man. The U.S. government is a fucking show. That's why they call it the political theater, man. Because all they do is fucking act. They tell you one thing and then do the fucking opposite because that's what's going to make them money. They don't give a fuck about their constituents, about you, about me. They only care about the people that are going to pay them money to do whatever they want them to do. That's all government is. It's run by fucking corrupt billionaires. Run the corrupt government. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a fucking pothead, man. Come on. Come on. Not this one. These congressional committee members were not just supportive of removing marijuana law restrictions. Some were also downright hostile toward witnesses who engaged in marijuana gaslighting and fear-mongering. Awesome. Oh, excuse me. In response to NIDA Director Dr. Nora Volkow's biased appraisal of marijuana-related effects, Virginia Democratic Representative Gerald Connolly's tone shifted from receptive to confrontational. In his defense, it didn't take much effort to recognize Dr. Volkow's inappropriate partiality. Her testimony sounded more like an anti-marijuana scare campaign from an earlier time, focusing narrowly on potential toxic effects. Then, like a reasoned and objective presentation of the current scientific understanding of the drug and its effects. Damn it. Dr. Volkow, your testimony seems to completely disregard lots of other data, Connolly accused her. And he was right. Omitted from her remarks were any mentions of scientific findings that demonstrated, for example, that marijuana improves mood, sleep, and appetite, among a host of other favorable outcomes, that she too blatantly neglected to acknowledge any potential beneficial effect derived from cannabis prompted and exasperated Connolly to state that the actions of NIDA have impeded the ability to have legitimate research that could benefit human health. Because money. They're chasing the fucking money. Excuse me. It seems only a matter of time before Congress weighs in on whether marijuana should be legalized nationwide. The Free the Weed movement is not limited to medical marijuana. A growing number of prosecutors from states where recreational use of the drug is still prohibited say they will no longer prosecute marijuana possession cases. This move essentially legalizes weed consumption, but not sales, in places such as Baltimore, Brooklyn, Chicago, Manhattan, and Philadelphia. In some jurisdictions, previous marijuana possession convictions are even being cleared off the books. Well, it's about fucking time. Officials in these cities have known for many years that their police departments were carrying out arrests for marijuana possession in a racially discriminatory manner. Even worse, this type of racism continued despite the fact that possession of the drug had been decriminalized in each of these cities. Take Baltimore, for example, where blacks represent about 60% of the population and about as many weed smokers. The decriminalization took effect in October 2014. Yet between 2015 and 2017, Baltimore police arrested 1,514 individuals for weed possession. 1,450 were black. That's 96%. That's racial discrimination. That's shameful. You're fucking right it is, bud. Undoubtedly, the glaring spotlight exposing racism helped these prosecutors see beyond the smokescreen that exaggerates the dangers to public safety posed by marijuana users. Baltimore's chief law enforcement officer, Marilyn Mosby, justified her decision to no longer prosecute marijuana possession cases by stating, "Prosecuting these cases has no public safety value, disproportionately impacts communities of color and erodes public trust, and is a costly and counterproductive use of limited resources." I agree. And I agree. That's 100% goddamn correct. These prosecutorial decisions come at a time when nationwide support for legalizing cannabis is at an all-time high, no pun intended. As figure four shows in, as well, it's a figure, and the line keeps going up. It's a graph. The proportion of Americans who support marijuana legalization has dramatically. From 1970, there was 12% that said yes, they wanted to legalize. And in 2018, 68% of the people wanted it legalized. Our brand new sponsor, Pot V Life Dispensaries at potvlife.us. Check them out, man. They got vapes. They have edibles. They have cannabis beer. They have moon rocks. They have extracts. They just have a whole selection of good shit, man. Go check out potvlife.us. Tell them the Jester sent you. Fuck yeah. In 2018, a whopping 66% of Americans said weed should be legalized, reflecting a steady increase over the past three decades. Correspondingly, as of early 2020, 11 states and Washington, D.C. now allow recreational marijuana use by adults. This number will most certainly grow over the next few years because several governors recently made support for legalizing cannabis a key issue in their successful bids for office. Moreover, Uruguay in 2013 and Canada in 2018 became the first two nations to fully legalize marijuana. Or he says weed. I'm sorry. I probably should not... I frequently think about the changing landscape of marijuana regulation and wonder how we've gotten here. Is there now new scientific data contradicting the stories told in the 1930s that led to the weed ban? Is science the driving force? How do we square the fact that numerous mothers continue to forfeit custody of their children for merely using the drug? Especially if the use occurred during pregnancy. Would we tolerate children being removed from their mother just because she drank a glass of wine? Perhaps all recent scientific evidence is stimulating marijuana policy changes. That question pops in my head every time I fly in or out of LaGuardia Airport, for it turns out that we've known quite a bit about the effects of marijuana for decades. Around the time the drug was banned, New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia commissioned a comprehensive study of its use and effects. Findings from the LaGuardia Report were published in 1944.
Cough break.
And they were clear but inconsistent with the rhetoric that had led to passage of the Marijuana Tax Act. In short, the conclusions were that individuals who have been smoking marijuana for a period of years show no mental or physical deterioration, which may be attributed to the drug. And that concerns about catastrophic effects of smoking weed were unfounded. These findings were congruent with data from the hundreds of subsequent studies on marijuana, including my own. I doubt that new information about weed's effective... Can't fucking read today, I'm sorry. These findings are congruent with data from the hundreds of subsequent studies on marijuana, including my own. I doubt that new information about weed's effects has been the impetus for recent policy changes. No, it's because votes. Nobody gives a fuck about science. Nobody gives a fuck about the truth. They just want votes. And if making marijuana legal is going to give them votes, well, God damn it, they're 100% for it. That shit never should have been done. And if it's all a fucking game. It's all a fucking game. Is the current movement being driven by an increase in weed use? Probably not, because marijuana use rates were highest in the late 1970s. For example, only about 45% of the high school seniors report having ever smoked marijuana in 2019, compared to 60% of seniors in 1979. There's little doubt that money has hugely contributed to people's change in attitude about whether marijuana should be legalized. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that states can generate millions of dollars each year in new tax revenue as a result of legalizing the drug. For example, the Colorado Department of Revenue reported that marijuana sales in 2018 were just under $1.55 billion. Sales have increased each year since 2014, when the first year of legal pot generated $683.5 million. In terms of tax revenue generated for the state, the amount exceeds $266.5 million in 2018, up from $247 million in 2017. From 2014 to 2018, the state's marijuana tax generated nearly $1 billion in tax revenue for the citizens of Colorado. Other states are paying attention. Money, well, money and votes. Like, well, money is votes. Votes is money for the fucking politician. That's just how it is, man. I thought a lot about all those mothers who lost custody of their children because they used cannabis during pregnancy. I wasn't even aware of the extent of the problem until it was brought to my attention by Lynn Paltrow, Executive Director of National Advocates for Pregnant Women, NAPW. I was horrified to learn about the many injustices faced by pregnant women simply because they may use drugs. I want to help. So I joined the NAPW Board of Directors. Can you imagine being told that your child is better off without you merely because you smoked a joint? That's the awful reality staring many women dead in the face, even in states where the drug is legal. In the eyes of the court, marijuana use by pregnant women is tantamount to child abuse. There's fucking cannabinoids in goddamn breast milk. Go fuck yourself, you pieces of shit. Ha, now back to the book. Nowhere was this more apparent than at the 2019 Texas Juvenile Law Conference. I rarely attend conferences nowadays, but I went to this one. I went to give a lecture on the myths and realities surrounding cannabis. Judge Mike Schneider and the other conference organizers thought my perspective would be instructive for the attendees. Mike and I had become friends over the past 2.5 years, which made it difficult for me to decline the organizer's invitation. But I was also glad for the opportunity to educate family court practitioners, including judges. Let's leave it off there. Let's stop it right there. Pow. Pow. Okay. So what are your thoughts on smoking marijuana, the devil's lettuce? Well, you may find this hard to believe, but actually, I am 100% against making marijuana illegal. I think it should be free for everybody to use, to grow, and just grow as a person. Because that's what fucking happens when you smoke weed. You get high and you think, you concentrate, and you grow as a person. So grow your medicine, grow your fucking enjoyment in your goddamn backyard. Who the fuck is it anybody to tell me I can't grow a plant in my back fucking yard? That is fucking ridiculous, man. Thank God we're free though, right? Oh, man, this fucking country, man. It's being driven into the ground by the domestic terror group known simply as the DNC. They're fucking with you, they're fucking with me, they're fucking with everybody. Such an asshole. It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't fucking matter. Stop fucking saying that, because it does fucking matter. It matters 100%. That's why we're out here, we're spreading the word, baby. Spreading the just revolution. If you ain't laughing, you ain't living. Life's about having fun and enjoying and just being a good fucking person. Because if you're not being a good person, how are you enjoying life? Fucking other people over. Lying to other people, man. That's not good business, man. That's just not good. I mean, so how can you be happy if you're not doing good? You're lying to yourself, man. You're lying to yourself. Coffee time. So now, let's dive into the UFC, shall we? Let's see what these mother truckers are trying to sell us today. Hey, go to anchor.fm/SWTJ. Sessions with the Jester, SWTJ. And leave a message. That's anchor.fm/SWTJ. Leave a message. Tell me what you think about my views. That would be some good shit. Word.
Russia says it's withdrawing some of its military forces near Ukraine.
A senior U.S. administration official told reporters yesterday that the claim is false and that Russia has, in fact, increased its troops by as many as 7,000 within the last several days. Russia says the U.S. is just whipping up hysteria and spreading lies, while
you
the
think?
U.S. says it's offering a clear-eyed assessment of the threat.
Hold on. So, what is it? The Russia is just whipping up, just making shit up and telling lies. Does that sound like something the U.S. government would do? You're goddamn right it does. You're goddamn right it does. Why? Why do I trust Vladimir Putin more than I trust fucking illegitimate Joe Biden? That's not fucking how it's supposed to be. That's definitely not how it's supposed to be. And I feel like a traitor saying it. But goddamn it, I'm a fucking American. Illegitimate Joe Biden does not represent me. Does not represent my frame of mind. Illegitimate Joe is a motherfucking scumbag, man. Look what he's doing to your fucking kids. There, he's training them to be good fucking citizens. That's his plan. There, he wants them to be good communists, good socialists. Do what you're told and don't ask a goddamn thing. Just do what you're fucking told. Do as I say, not as I do. Go fuck yourself, man.
Ukraine.
Now we're going to sort through these conflicting narratives, and NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie is here to help us out. Greg, Russia says it's scaling back its military presence around Ukraine. What evidence is it offering?
Russia's defense ministry has put out some videos. One, for example, shows trains hauling out tanks and other armored vehicles. But a senior U.S. official says this is deceptive. Russia is publicly talking about de-escalating while privately mobilizing for war. As we just noted, the official says that Russia is actually...
I don't believe it. I don't believe a goddamn thing these people are saying right now.
Now has
every goddamn thing they're saying is a lie. Everything.
And Britain says Russia has...
Well,
I
guess aren't lies.
Because
they're just... They're trying to form a narrative.
Now, we've seen a lot of top
but you
level
see,
meetings in the past few weeks.
Illegitimate Joe Biden said yesterday that Russia was going to invade yesterday. There was nothing. Putin says he's pulling him back. Is he? I don't know. Excuse me. But I'm more apt to believe him than I am fucking illegitimate Joe Biden or any of these goddamn mainstream media fucks. Because they've lied to me in the past. They've lied to you in the past. They've lied to everybody in the past. That's what they fucking do. You can't fucking believe a goddamn word they say. Why do people listen to Joe Rogan and not CNN? Because they know Joe Rogan's not going to lie to him, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm being 100% honest with what I fucking think, man. Am I right? I don't know. Am I wrong? I don't know. But you know what? It's what I fucking think. I see what the fuck is going on, man. If you agree with me, then fucking let me know. Say yes, goddammit, this motherfucker's speaking some true fucking words that I like. And spread it.
Attic breakthrough, maybe.
Well, the short answer is no. There's still a good deal of diplomatic activity taking place. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Brussels. He's meeting with defense ministers from NATO countries. They were standing shoulder to shoulder in a show of NATO unity, which does appear to be pretty solid right now. Meanwhile, in Moscow, Russian leader Vladimir Putin and his top aides say there's still room for dialogue, but we've seen a succession of European leaders visit Putin in the Kremlin, and we haven't seen any real diplomatic progress.
At the end of last week, U.S. officials said...
Wait. They haven't seen any real diplomatic progress. Well, Illegitimate Joe said they were going to fucking invade yesterday. They didn't invade yesterday. I would call that progress. Or, actually, you know what? What? How do you define progress? What is progress for you, then, buddy? Do you want fucking war? Do you want these fucking people to die because that makes you money? That's fucking despicable, man. You're a fucking horrible human being.
Russian invasion was imminent. They even suggested privately that yesterday was the most likely day. Now, the day came and went. Nothing happened. What are they saying now?
Yeah, this was perhaps the most striking example of the U.S. declassifying and sharing sensitive intelligence about what they think Russia...
You see? Oh, they're sharing with you classified information. You should be you should feel privileged. Fuck you. Jesus Christ. Because if that's the kind of goddamn information that's classified that you're getting, that's fucking bullshit, fuck you, man. Who the fuck are you? Jesus Christ, I mean, you should feel special. We are sharing classified information with you. Now, we're just not going to do it anymore. Because your shit was fucking wrong. You dumbass cunts. Why? This wasn't information that you had gleaned from any respectable source. This is shit you created in your fucking head. So, duh! Because you can't fucking schedule a motherfucking war. I mean, are people really this fucking stupid to actually gonna believe this bullshit? Jesus fucking Christ.
Is likely to do. Russia has openly mocked this prediction, saying the U.S. is just creating hysteria.
Yeah.
One Russian official offered a sarcastic take, saying wars in Europe rarely start on Wednesday. Spokesman Price was asked about this yesterday. He didn't get into the specifics of this case, but addressed the broader issue of the U.S. forecasting what Russia might do next. If something doesn't come.
Yeah. Well, let's keep on guessing what they're going to do next. Because they guessed that they were going to invade on Wednesday. But, as we just found out, wars in Europe don't start on Wednesdays. So maybe it's going to be today. Jesus Christ. This is fucking ridiculous, man. They're just playing games, man. How could you not see this? They're fucking lying to you. Telling you that shit's going to happen. Shit doesn't happen. And now they're saying, well, we're not going to share classified information with you anymore. What the fuck is... Dude, come on. Come the fuck on.
It doesn't necessarily mean that what we've been warning of is wrong. In the best case scenario, the Russians will have changed their calculus. I can't say what has happened in this case.
All right, so Greg, what should we be looking for and hearing for next?
Well, according to Ned Price, the State Department spokesman, Russia is now pushing a completely unfounded claim that Ukrainians are carrying out mass killings of Russian civilians in eastern Ukraine, in the so-called Donbas region. And also in this same region, both the Ukrainian government...
Well, like I said, I am more apt to believe Putin than I am these goddamn bullshit artists at NPR and illegitimate Joe motherfucking Biden. I mean, it's just what it is. Because Putin is a strong fucking leader. Illegitimate Joe Biden is a frail, dementia-ridden old-ass man who can't do anything but shit himself, man, and make up words while he's speaking. And then just, he's fucking losing his goddamn brain, man. He might have been smart once. He might have been, but he sure as fuck isn't now.
And separatist fighters are accusing each other of shelling today. They've been fighting in this area for years, but at a tense moment like right now, there's a fear that such attacks or even false claims could escalate very quickly.
That's NPR's Greg Myrie. Greg, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Hey there, fellow Jesterians. Let me tell you about a sponsor of ours that is now part of the Jester family. Shine On Botanicals is one of the purest CBD distillate on the market. We have tinctures, roll-ons, vapes, gummies. We also have pet tinctures. Email thepromotingjester @gmail.com. Put Shine on the subject line and list what you would like to purchase.
By the end of the week, you will receive an invoice. Easy peasy.
Now let's get back to the UFC.
Florida's state house passed a bill banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
Similar measures were also passed this week by West Virginia's House and Arizona's Senate. The bills were all inspired by a Mississippi abortion law now being considered by the Supreme Court, a case that many believe may lead justices to overturn Roe v. Wade.
All right, back to back Greg's now. NPR's Greg Allen has been following the debate. He joins us now. Greg, how does the bill change access to abortion in Florida?
Well, it would prohibit all abortions after 15 weeks with narrow exceptions for fetal abnormalities and to protect the life of the mother. The current Florida law allows abortions until 24 weeks, and that's a point that's generally considered viability by doctors. Like the Mississippi law, Florida's ban after 15 weeks doesn't include any exceptions for rape or incest. The bill's sponsors concede that this law does run counter to Roe v. Wade, which currently allows abortions in the first and second trimesters. And in Florida, courts have said the right to an abortion is also protected by the state constitution. But abortion opponents think that's all changing. Here's one of the bill's sponsors, Republican Representative Aaron Grawl.
The courts have just gotten it wrong, and there is enough scientific evidence, in my opinion and the opinion of many, that would...
What scientific evidence are you talking about? You can't just say, and there's a lot of scientific evidence that... What scientific evidence? Give us proof. Give us something to look up. Give us something to look at. Don't just say it and say, well, I believe. I don't give a fuck what you believe. Because you could be a fucking idiot. I want to learn the truth for myself. Show me the motherfucking evidence.
Provide the court a basis to reconsider the decisions that they have made with regard to this issue in the past.
Supporters say by passing this bill, Florida will be ready when the Supreme Court overturns Roe.
Give me some fucking evidence, buddy.
If it becomes law.
According to the state, just about 3.5% of abortions in Florida happen after 15 weeks, but that's thousands of women each year. Dr. Samantha Deans, an associate medical director with Planned Parenthood in Florida, says some women don't even realize they're pregnant until after 15 weeks. Another problem, she says, is that most fetal anomalies aren't detected by then.
You cannot perform an amniocentesis until the second trimester. And generally speaking, we don't perform amniocentesis until 16 to 20 weeks. That's just a medical fact.
Under the Florida bill, if an abnormality is discovered in the fetus after 15 weeks, the pregnancy can't be terminated unless two doctors certify the baby will die shortly after birth.
Well, such a sensitive issue, one that people are very passionate about. How did that play out in the debate?
Right. Well, we heard personal stories from several lawmakers last night. One was Republican Dina Trabulsi, who voted for the bill. She told colleagues she had an abortion when she was younger and now is anguished about it.
But mostly,
well,
I'm ashamed because I will never get to know the...
You see, that's the fucking thing. Let people make their own goddamn mistakes. You can't fucking protect everyone, man. That's how you fucking learn. That's how you fucking learn. You make mistakes and then you take responsibility for your actions and then you learn from the decisions you have made. Am I being a fucking idiot by saying, Jesus fucking Christ, let people make their own goddamn mistakes. Don't tell them what they can and can't do. Jesus.
Unborn child that I could have had.
Another lawmaker, Democrat Robin Bartleman, talked about the agonizing time she and her husband had when they discovered, well, after that 15-week period, a severe abnormality in the baby that she was carrying. She talked about what this bill will do for families who are in a similar situation.
When you get that terrible, heartbreaking news, you don't even have a decision because the state of Florida has already taken it away from you.
The bill passed Florida's House last night on a largely party line vote.
That's what's disgusting. When people think they know better than you, they know better than you how to live your motherfucking life. Well, fuck you. I know how to think. I know how to fucking make their goddamn decisions on what's going to affect my fucking life. I don't need anybody fucking telling me what to do or how to do it. I figure that shit out. Because I fucking learn from my past mistakes. Now, if I was never allowed to make those mistakes, I would have never learned because I wouldn't have ever had the experience to know. I just wouldn't have told, don't do that. Why not? Well, because I said so. Well, fuck you. Fuck you. How am I going to learn if I don't do shit? Don't fucking try to... Don't cut my fucking tail off, man. Let me make my own goddamn mistakes.
Effect, and a lot now depends on the courts, both federal and the state courts. It will affect not just women in Florida, but also those from the Caribbean and states throughout the Southeast, people who travel here for abortions. That's NPR's Greg Allen. Thanks a lot, Greg. You're welcome. All right, the Justice Department is suing the state of Missouri over its controversial firearm law.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the law limits cooperation with federal authorities and is making people less safe.
Because
Missouri law does exist.
Because cops, federal law, they are so worried about making sure everybody's safe. I don't give a fuck, man. The government is not here to keep you safe, you dumb sons of bitches. The government is here to protect my rights, not to keep you safe, not to keep me safe. They're here to protect my rights and your rights. That's all they fucking are supposed to be able to do. Protect fucking rights, man. Not keep you fucking safe. When the fuck did that ever come into play? When people started wanting to be taken care of. When people stopped wanting to make goddamn decisions. They wanted to be told what the fuck to do. Because then they don't have to fucking think. They don't have to take fucking responsibility. It's fucking gross, man.
Sure, it's called the Second Amendment Preservation Act, and it went into effect last August 2021. It prohibits local police and highway patrols from enforcing several federal gun laws, and in practice, it limits the kinds of interactions that locals can have with federal authorities. The state law also creates penalties for local officers who help the feds. They could be forced to pay $50,000 to anyone who says their Second Amendment rights were violated. Here's what Missouri Governor Mike Parson said.
Goddamn right, don't fuck, see, any gun law is unconstitutional. The Second Amendment states, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Any fucking gun law is unconstitutional. So don't fucking tell me that, oh, we gotta keep people safe. Fuck you. People keep their own goddamn selves safe.
Stand up for the federal government, which we have to do as individuals.
Goddamn right.
And go out there and say, look, we are the people. We're the people. You're not the people. So, Gary, what's been the fallout from this law in Missouri?
The Justice Department says it's had a big impact on crime fighting. Many local police say the law goes too far and could hurt public safety. They're worrying about getting sued, so they aren't sharing information. And many have pulled out of federal task forces designed to crack down on gun violence.
Good!
DOJ says good! 80% of violent crimes in the state are...
Any gun law is unconstitutional.
Last month I spoke with...
Some dumb kid's going out shooting people. Fucking this dumb kid needs to be shot.
He needs to be fucking taught a goddamn lesson.
Incredibly severe effect in Kansas City. An example would be that registering firearms that we find into a federal database is something that more law enforcement departments in Kansas City and in Missouri are avoiding.
There have been several recent clashes.
Any gun law is unconstitutional.
Republican-led states, so what legal issues are in tension here?
Missouri is asserting control over its law enforcement agencies and making a strong statement about the Second Amendment.
Yep, and then they should. As they fucking should.
The supremacy clause of the Constitution. DOJ says a state can't just declare any federal laws.
Every goddamn citizen of the United States should have a gun given to them at 16 years old. After they have taken a firearm safety class and they have been instructed, because a well-armed society is a polite society. Don't take my fucking ability to defend myself from a tyrannical government, which we have.
Including gun laws, invalid. It wants a judge to block this Missouri law and make clear that police in the state can cooperate with federal agents from the ATF and the FBI.
Fuck the federal government. Fuck the federal government. They just want more and more control. Any gun law is anti-constitution. There
have already been lawsuits in the state court trying to block the Missouri law and the Missouri Police Chiefs Association.
Unconstitutional is the word I was looking for.
To clear up the confusion.
Any gun law is unconstitutional.
Now the Justice Department has brought a federal case, so a new...
That's how we end this bullshit.
Attorney General Eric Schmidt,
any gun law is unconstitutional. I'll keep fucking saying it.
Senate says the law is on his side in this case, and he intends to beat the Biden administration in court.
Goddamn right.
This could have consequences beyond Missouri.
Fuck the illegitimate Joe Biden administration. Because that's what it is.
Just like this one.
The whole DNC is illegitimate and they're fucking a domestic terror group.
I'm just a pothead, dude.
And that was the UFC for Thursday, February 17th. Deuce, deuce. Woo, woo.
You have a Roku? If you do, you should add channel 716. That's CHANNEL space 716. It's full of classic films and local news now with loads and loads of original content on the way. Downloading channel 716 to your Roku is going to be one of the best decisions you've made today. Let's get back to the show.
These mother truckers, man. These mother truckers are trucking up. They're trucking up bad, but it doesn't matter. Well, stop fucking saying that, asshole. Hey, stop being so rude. Leave. Leave, man. I don't need your mouth. Jesus, this guy's trying to keep me in check. Maybe he's got a point. Maybe he's got a point. Oh. So, the 21st day that we're talking about Russia and Ukraine. And as I mentioned, I trust more in what Vladimir Putin is saying than what the goddamn U.S. government is saying. Because we know the U.S. government lies to us. We know that these mainstream media outlets lie to us. We don't know what their fucking plans are. We know in the end they just want to get rich and make money. And get votes. So fuck illegitimate Joe Biden, because we just learned today that wars in Europe don't start on Wednesdays. So now he knows that in the future, never to predict that the war is going to start on a Wednesday, because, well, now that's another thing they said. God damn it, you should feel privileged that we shared classified information with you. Bullshit. Bullshit. Because you wouldn't do anything unless you think it's going to benefit you. But this kind of blew up in your goddamn face because you're a goddamn illegitimate goddamn administration. It's aggravating, man. These motherfuckers just always be lying to you. Lying to us, lying to me. And I fucking hate liars, man. Liars have ruined my month. Well, they haven't ruined my life. Liars have definitely affected my life in a negative way. What are you going to do, man? Shut up the fucking question. The second story was about abortion. Now, you see, the U.S. government thinks that they can tell you what you can and can't do with your own body. Because, well, they know better than you, obviously. They know better how to run your life than you do. Obviously. That's why they make these laws. Because they know better than you. They know better than me. How to run my life. Because they're so fucking smart. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Listen. If you want to get an abortion up to a certain point. Well, you see, again. Who the fuck am I to give you a goddamn, tell you what the fuck to do with your life? You can do whatever the fuck you want to do with your life. Jesus. So, if you want to do it, do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. That's as simple as it fucking is, man. But no, people want to be able to tell you what the fuck to do because they want the ability to control your fucking life. That's all they want to do. That's why they get elected. That's why they run for office, because they want fucking power. They're narcissists, man. Selfish fucks, and they don't give a fuck about anybody. They don't care that the government was created to protect your rights. No, they're going to stomp the fuck all over your rights if you give them a chance. You need to keep the goddamn government, the federal government in check. You need to keep any goddamn government in check. Freedom comes with responsibility. You know what? Speaking of, I'm going to play this real quick. I forgot I had this. I'm going to play this right now.
People is how the Constitution starts. A magistrate is a person that operates under authority. They have power. They are higher magistrates and they are lesser magistrates. The founding fathers of this country understood that there's going to come a point in time where the federal government will need to be checked. If not, they will become tyrants. And that is what's happening now. So, the Declaration of Independence says that everyone, by virtue of being a human being, has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The federal government, too, the federal government, their purpose is to protect the rights of those citizens, the rights of us to our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The third point of that document is if they fail to protect its citizens and enforce those rights, the citizens have a right to revolt. Do you understand?
I want to mention that, remember, we're going to get to 1,000 subscribers by June. So smash that subscribe button and share, man. Take your fucking rights back, man. That's exactly what the fuck she just said, man. We, the people, have the power to control everything, man. We, the fucking people, not these fucking government elected officials, man. We need to keep them motherfuckers in check. We have the power. We just gotta stand the fuck up and say no. Fuck you. I'm gonna do me. We no longer recognize your authority because you are a goddamn tyrannical piece of shit. Illegitimate. Hillary Clinton has fucking been, this whole fucking thing was all created. The only reason illegitimate Joe Biden was installed is because of fucking Hillary Clinton's fucking lies. Fucking liars. I fucking hate liars. But see, they still aren't talking about Hillary Clinton because, well, they're Democratic supporters, man. They are part of the motherfucking problem. They aren't going to report on it until it's too fucking late. But hey, I'm going to keep on. I'll bring it up every goddamn day. I know, fuck that, because I am my own motherfucking magistrate, goddammit. I stand up. I have the power to control my own fucking life. I don't need anybody else to tell me how to control my motherfucking life. Let's go on to the third story. Firearms law in Missouri. Again, any gun law is unconstitutional. The Second Amendment states that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It shall not be infringed. It cannot be fucked with, man. Don't tell me that I have to go through all this shit just to get a goddamn gun. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. I can do whatever the fuck I want. Fuck you. Because I'm not hurting anybody. I'm here to protect my fucking self and project my life into the fucking finish. And if I do that, if I get myself killed because I have a gun, well, that was my goddamn decision. Not yours. It's not your fucking job to protect me, man. It's my fucking job to protect me. Woohoo! Fuck yeah! Let's check out Mr. Ben. Let's see what Space Weather's gonna be for Thursday, February 17th. Deuce, deuce! Good morning, Mr. Ben.
Good morning, folks. We've got big-time science news today, an excellent new animation from the ESO, and top viewing recommendations for the rest of the day. We are starting with our star at spaceweathernews.com, and we find the last 24 hours on the sun were quiet. Primary features of note are the major coronal holes. Definitely an increased earthquake magnitude watch with those ones. Otherwise, things are quieting in terms of eruptive activity. Large sunspot group departing on the north with a smaller grouping on the south. Speaking of earthquakes, 6.8 struck at Blood Echo depths. Luckily, when the big ones strike deep, tends to avoid surface damage. And we're off to space, where the center of M77 has been scoped in tremendous detail. This is the active galactic nucleus of that galaxy, and their modeling of its peripheral effects, it's the environment surrounding the nucleus, it's about 1,000 times better than their modeling of the nucleus itself. Here, they confirm the dusty torus, the ring, and the particle effects in the most powerful poloidal magnetic fields coming from that central galactic engine. If you recall, the magnetic system of galaxies forms that north and south fountain effect surrounding the jet of the system. Tiny frustration up next. Boy, was the title of this article exciting. Too bad, it has nothing to do with science. It's their woke agenda of reducing footprint, reducing energy usage. What an excellent use of our tax money, NASA. If you feel like getting angry at someone today, though, watch the latest Project Veritas videos. Now, yes, their method of journalism is snake-like, but it doesn't change what the people get recorded saying on video. Holy crap, that was enraging. If you feel like happier things, Rocky uploaded a little short to the Big Burb channel. We are in the thick of the slow grind. Decided to stop by and answer some of your questions. Down the stretch up next, what do you mean a new type of star? The astronomers are really all over the place these days, blaming a merger event when a micronova or failed nova that failed to clear the fully burned debris of helium is by far the best explanation. Harvard and their sister medical center here doing incredible next-level work on the nanoscale neuronal damage caused by cosmic rays. While the protons and ion hits matter, the neutrons and electron secondary particles seem to have the greatest effect on individual cells and processes. Remember, one cosmic ray breaks out into a cascade of dozens to hundreds of particles, and those hit every square foot of the atmosphere every second. Up next, who remembers the earthquake-relevant magnetic connections of the fractured crust? The team is back, including the lead author, who was one of the four lead authors on the Grand Pre-Earthquake Processes textbook from the AGU, where the electromagnetism preceding earthquakes got its respect. Fortifying the concept here of how certain faults are most at risk, right after a solar storm enhances the innermost Van Allen radiation belt. Folks, both the solar forcing of earthquakes and the health aspect, including those cosmic rays, are found in chapters 6 and 7 of our Solar Terrestrial Physics textbook. Those are the chapters that offer a little break from weather to discuss technology, human health, and earthquake forcing. We greatly appreciate your support. Our books are always at otf.cells.com. We've got wind maps and shots of our star to close. Subscribe, and we'll do this all again tomorrow. Right here, but right now, it's 5 a.m. in the new Valley of the Sun. Eyes open. No fear. Be safe, everyone.
Absolutely, Mr. Ben. Amazing show. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. Remember to subscribe to Suspicious Observers on YouTube. Get full impact of those videos and stay up to date as to what's popping off. Cosmologically. Fuck you. Yeah.
If you like the show and want to support us directly, check us out on Venmo at @_jester. Peace.
Quote of the day. Oh yeah. If you quit once, it becomes a habit. Never quit. Michael Jordan. If you never quit, you will never fail. If you run into a brick road, or a brick road, Jesus Christ. If you run into a dead end, a brick wall, turn around, recalculate, do something different. You'll never fail if you never quit. And once you quit, like he said, it becomes a habit. So train yourself to never fucking quit. Fuck yeah. So let's ramp up. Let's get the words out there and let's spread the Jester Revolution, baby. If you ain't laughing, you ain't living. Yeah. So be a better version of yourself. Smoke the weed every day. Just make shit happen.